Thank you for calling A1. This is Nicole. How may I help you?
Hey, Nicole. Is Dave in?
Yes. One moment, please.
Thanks.
Yep. The first time it happened, I just thought the name disappeared.
You guys really sending me pictures of this fucking cat this shit right now?
Hello, this is Dave.
Hey, Dave, this is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, look, I'm not trying to take up a lot of your time. I only need about 30 seconds. Our bank specializes in equipment financing and working capital, and just trying to touch base with you, see if you have any fourth quarter plans that might need some financing right now.
No, I don't, but where are you guys out of?
We're out here on the West Coast. We're actually down in San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah, so but nowhere local, really, but we service nationwide.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you my email. Why don't you send me some stuff on my email?
Okay. Yeah, we have – yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, just to let you know, your business has been pre-approved with us.
Okay.
You guys did some work, some past borrowing. Did you guys work with Stearns Bank last year? That's what we have here on file.
All the time. They really, yeah, they're through ACG.
Mm-hmm.
I got a guy who really, yeah, they do a lot of work with me.
Yeah. So that's how we were able to get you pre-approved. We actually have you pre-approved up to $250,000 right now. So,
what kind of interest rate do you guys charge?
It depends on the program that you're looking for. Of course, the equipment financing program starts out in the single digits, and then working capital tends to be a little bit more
Now, I know. Wait a minute. When you say single digits, now let's be more specific, because single digits means 1 to 9.
Of course. We start out in usually the mid. It just really depends on your 5%, credit.
Yeah, 5.5.
Yeah, around there. It depends on credit, you know. The type of industry that you work in. I'm not the one that comes up with the numbers. That's our underwriting department. They're the whiz kids out there. So they spend their entire lives doing this type of stuff. I'm more along the lines of the client relationship as well as seeking out business. So I don't want to like throw numbers out to you and you know give you false pretenses. I don't find that fair.
I mean, like I said, when you said single digits, to me that means it could go as high as 9.9%. So, and I can get Stearns to do me anywhere at 5% on equipment. So it's
Do they normally?
Of course.
Yeah, and honestly, like what we try and do is we try and get you on a program that fits the business model itself. We want it to work with you and not against you, because what's the point of? You know, if you're going to borrow money and then use it for equipment and go the financing route, what's the point of having something that costs 9.9% when the return per month for that piece of equipment is only going to be like 7? You're going to be losing that 2% a month over however long the term of the loan is. So it wouldn't make sense. So we try and figure out, of course, what you're looking to bring on, if it is equipment or if you need extra cash, if you're strapped for cash. But it just depends on what you're looking for, really. And it seems like equipment's more along the lines of the path that you usually take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I got the bank. My bank already works with me on, things I need at the other end. Like I said, ACG, which is Stearns, they've been really bringing it. But I'm always optioned to look at other things. You got a pen and paper?
Oh, yeah, I'm at my computer right now. What's the email address for you?
Yeah, I'll give you my email. That way I can see what your company's about and
of course.
See what you guys got. D.L. Cooner, COONER, @BEX.net.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to shoot you over an email in the next couple minutes. I'll have like my contact information as well as a link to the website for our company. Since we're a privately held business bank, we really pride ourselves on building a relationship with our customers and potential customers and try and get to know them, your guys' business, what you guys do essentially, and if there are ways for us to help you out. That's what it comes down to. We like to build the relationship, grow with you while your company grows too.
So what do you guys get private investors to throw in to help you guys make their money back?
Good question. So we have we've been doing this for around 14 years. We started with equipment financing as our main product that we offered, and then we slowly moved into a few other programs, but we have a wide variety of resources. So we do in-house financing as well as we have a couple of other partners that we work with too, but like I said, when underwriting gets...
Okay, go ahead, because I got another couple questions here.
Of course. So we have a couple other partnerships that we work with, and usually what underwriting does is they decide whether or not they can get you on a program that either works with us for our in-house, or if there's another program that fits more along the lines of your needs and wants. It's, like I said, essentially it's just trying to get you the best possible rate as well as the best possible terms. So whether that's through us directly or through one of our partners, it just depends on what underwriting comes out with.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah, if you would, just send me an email on that, and I'll look over it, and I'll if I don't get back with you, I will, but I'm in and out. So I'm kind of a guy that owns the company and works the company, too, so I don't sit around and smoke cigars and count money. I mean, I'm out busting my ass getting jobs going or, all sorts of ends of it. So
yeah, do you guys normally pick up towards the end of the year, or are we catching the tail end of busy season?
The tail end of our year, where we're gathering up surplus cash and getting ready for winter. See, because it snows here.
Oh, so do you switch the business model and go more towards snow removal?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you typically bring on equipment towards this time of the year?
Well, if I do. At this time of the year, it's normally near the end of the year because if I can chop somebody in half on something, I'm going to beat them down. And normally, when I do call you guys, if I do call somebody to get financing, I've normally beat the crap out of the person that's selling it that I'm getting a deal. I mean,
talk them down, right?
Right now, I mean, all the truck dealers are looking to get rid of all their 16s.
Yeah, because they're bringing on the 17s already.
Right. So if you beat them up hard enough, they'll get it off their lot.
Yeah, you walk in there with a check with the price cut by, 10%, whatever you're trying to do with them, they'll take it right there and then.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Desperation calls, man.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah. I mean, somebody, what's that line? Somebody's this, whatever, their problem becomes bigger. You can take advantage of it. But, yeah, send me that email. Let me check over it. And it was Nick, right?
Yeah. Nick,
and
Nico.
I'll get back. If you don't hear from me over the weekend, I'll definitely give you a respond Monday. But if I got something in the back pocket, I can call you. That'll work, too.
Yeah, of course, man. Of course. I'm only here to help out, and it just depends on your wants and needs. I know financing is at the top of everybody's priority list, but just so you know that we're here as a resource for you. Why don't you, if you have time over the weekend to kind of look us over and everything, give me a call back next week. We're here Monday through Friday, and, I'd love to see what we can do. If you do have any plans that would require some of our, services, and see what we can do for you.
All right. Sounds great, Nick. Thanks, bud.
Dave. I'm going to shoot you over that email, so keep a lookout for it.
All right. I sure will. You have a great day. Appreciate it.
All right. You too. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
All right. Yep. Thanks, bud.
All right, bye now.